Well, my name is John Erling, and today's date is September 23rd, 2025. So, Rick, would you state your full name, please?
James R. Ogden.
You go by Rick, though,
Rick,
don't you?
Rick, yes.
So that's where the R is, James
yes.
R.
It's Ogden. Actually Richard. I asked my dad one time why they called me Rick instead of Dick, and he said, I don't even remember.
Right. So you've never gone by James. It's
no.
Just always Rick. And we're recording this interview in the facilities of Voices of Oklahoma. Your birth date?
The 5th of August, 1946.
Making your present age?
79.
All right. Where were you born?
I was born in Pryor, Oklahoma.
Okay. Let's talk about your mother's name, where she was from, and that type of thing.
My mother's maiden name was Strasser, Patricia Strasser. She was from Des Moines, Iowa.
What was her personality like?
She was a very proper woman, and her mother was very proper. My grandfather was actually born in Germany, and he was a union carpenter in Des Moines. And my grandmother was a Canadian, so both of them were immigrants. I'm not exactly sure if my grandmother was ever went through the process to become a citizen.
Right. We laugh because we're going through all that.
Yeah,
today.
It's a different world today.
Right. When you say she was proper, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, you were polite. You set a table with two forks, and when you barely had two forks, but you didn't slouch at the table, and you didn't ever wear a hat inside. Things like that.
Yeah.
Just being polite.
And at the time, it probably seemed weird to you guys, but now that you think about it, you were glad.
Yeah, and of course, since I grew up with it, it didn't seem that weird. Now, my neighbors weren't like that, most of them, you know.
Yeah.
My mother, well, plastic plates and spoons, but there were still two forks, so.
Your father's name?
His name was James Quentin Ogden. He went by Quentin. He was a Air Force veteran, spent some time in a prisoner of war camp during World War II, and remained in the Air Force Reserve until 1968. He was a pilot.
Wow. So he set an example for you then,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, and I had an uncle that was a three-war vet. And so a military atmosphere my whole life.
Where was your father born?
He was born in Rogers, Arkansas.
And his personality, what was he like?
He was a serious guy. Now, you talk to his old high school friends, he wasn't as serious then as he was later, and he was a worker. And I suspect, and this is just because this has all come up in the last 20 years, I suspect my father had a little bit of PTSD. He saw quite a bit, spent a year in prisoner of war camp in Germany. That was a different perspective, you know. He never, very seldom did he talk about it. He did something similar to this, and they put a book out on him, and that was very hard for him to do and to tell his story. He did have one friend that was in his plane when it blew up. It blew up over the English Channel. And there was 10 in the plane, 5 survived. I only ever met one guy, and he was a crackerjack. He would tell stories that happened in 1946 that really happened in 1941. So you never knew where he was coming from, but he was a funny guy. And he would drop by unannounced every now and then, spend a couple weeks, and be gone again.
Oh.
So, my mother did not like him. He was not proper.
No. So did you try to ask him questions about his service, and then he wouldn't talk, or what?
because I worked alongside my father from as early as I can remember, I would hear things. And so I probably knew the story pretty well. My father was the type of guy, if he wanted you to know the story, he'd tell it to you. My dad and I had kind of a more of a work relationship. We kind of worked together, and we worked hard. And I think that's the one thing he really appreciated in me, that I would work hard and not complain.
Mm-hmm. Did you have brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters, and I had a brother that died 3 days after birth. One sister's gone, and the other sister is at my house right now visiting from Florida.
Oh.
And she has a very serious heart condition. She actually checked out of the Mayo Clinic for the weekend and ran up here with my cousins.
And what's her name?
Linda.
And then your other sister was?
Was Barry.
And the brother that?
John Charles.
Didn't your father, though, did he receive a Purple Heart for
yes.
his? I want to talk about that family business, but let's talk about you and your education, your grade school. Where did you begin there?
Pryor. All my education was in Pryor.
Grade school, junior high, and high school?
Everything.
What year did you graduate from high school?
1964.
Any activities in high school that you participated in?
I worked.
You worked?
I went to work before school, and I went to work. My dad worked it where I could get out at noon and come to work.
So was that work in the family business?
Yes.
And what was that business?
It was an agricultural supply business, Choteau Lime Company. It required in those days a lot of manual labor. Everything was bagged. You handle them one at a time. And so it was a work business.
So how did that business get started?
My grandfather was a driller in Arkansas, and he came to this area and drilled some water wells for quite a few of the Amish around the Yoders and the Millers. If you work for the Amish and they trust you, then you work for all of them. So he was busy. And then in the early stages of World War II, the city of Choteau talked my grandfather into laying the natural gas lines through the city. While he was doing this, there was a little rock crusher. In fact, it's still there right under Old 33 that goes through Choteau and under the railroad track right there. You can still go over the gate I used to climb over. And they started busting up rocks and crushing them and spreading the limestone on the pastures, and it would raise the pH and help the production.
But that was a discovery, wasn't it?
Kind of. It was a new deal, you know. It was...
Nobody had been doing that.
No, not.
And he not fell into it, but he did discover that.
It was kind of a discovery that was happening all over. Where there was good limestone, of course, there's not good limestone, but we happen to have some of the best limestone that crushes the best and does the best job with raising the pH in the soil.
Is that done today, raising the pH in soil? Are they use a mixture of limestone?
Yes.
And comes in bags?
Yeah. And you can have the railroad at a dump yard dump some and you haul it, or you can haul it in by trucks. And there are many crushers in the area now. We have some of the very best rock for making concrete in the country.
In the Choteau area?
Yeah, and really in this area of the United States.